Welcome to the Global Gaming Business Podcast, the industry's first and longest running podcast, now in our 18th year. I'm your host, Jess Marquez, and our guest today is Ryan Walker, General Manager of Legends Bay Casino in Sparks, Nevada, to talk about the property's first year, its plans for the future, and the difficulties of disrupting a mature locals market. Today's GGB podcast is sponsored by Pavilion Payments, which empowers gaming institutions to create an enhanced patron experience with a complete suite of integrated payment solutions that enable safe, secure, and trusted cash access at the cage, on the casino floor, or online. Learn more at pavilionpayments.com. Legends Bay may have been the first new addition to the Reno Sparks market in over 20 years, but it took more than a decade of trials and tribulations to finally open its doors in August of 2022. Ryan Walker stepped into the role of general manager earlier this year with decades of operational experience, including stints in Laughlin, Nevada, overseeing the Edgewater and Colorado Bell resorts, as well as executive-level roles at Southern California's Tortoise Rock and Spotlight 29 casinos. Walker and I sat down at Duke Steakhouse inside Legends Bay in June.
Ryan, it's so great to be here today. Thank you so much for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you for coming. I'm excited to partake in this with you.
So obviously, as you guys can see, we're here in Duke's restaurant here at Legends Bay. This is a beautiful, beautiful wine wall behind me. I'm definitely not a wine connoisseur, so I couldn't tell you all the goodies that lie inside, but I'm sure there are many. So again, as I said, I'm here at Legends Bay with Ryan Walker, General Manager. Got a lot to get with you today because we were kind of talking off air, but as a Reno local, it's really cool to be here today. This is probably the first time, I'll be honest with you. I've been in this role for a little over a year now, and I've been privileged to talk to a lot of cool people, been to some cool places, some cool properties, but this one is kind of sentimental for me because as somebody who grew up here and has seen, I'll get to the location in a little while later, but has literally seen this entire development come up from literally nothing. I used to play youth football in the fields that used to be here. So it's cool being here for sure. So again, thanks for being here. And I kind of want to get started actually with you. I've noticed before I came in, I'm a LinkedIn fiend. Every time I do an interview with somebody, I always have to go on their LinkedIn. It's my favorite resource. But I saw you have a lot of experience in the kind of the tribal and regional markets, which I think is a really good tool to have in a place like this because when you look at Reno as probably compared to, say, Vegas, it's like kind of the ultimate locals market in a way. It's probably one of the most mature locals market in the U.S. So kind of could you touch a little bit on your background and kind of how you came to be here at Legends Bay and how that experience has kind of helped you in this role?
Sure. Well, I started my gaming career in Laughlin, Nevada.
Okay.
I was 21 years old and I learned how to deal cards.
Okay.
Started in the table games department and worked my way up from there. I was at the Colorado Bell and Edgewater properties for 22 years.
Oh, wow. Okay.
I was the general manager for the last 5 years of that. And then life changes.
Yeah.
And so I took a new opportunity in California, in Southern California, in the tribal casino community. And then shortly after that, I took a little time off, and Legends Bay was looking for a new leader for the property. That's how we got connected, and now I'm here.
How long were you in Southern California for?
I worked for about a year and a half, but I was there for about 3.
Okay. Gotcha. Yeah, it's kind of interesting. You left here, came here, and I left here to go there pretty much, so we kind of switched. So now touching, obviously on the property a little bit, this is kind of one of those things where I feel like you kind of need a little bit of context. So for somebody, let's say, in the name of state that doesn't really know the history or the background of this, this has been a long time coming. It's been like over 10 years, basically, from when this property was first kind of announced versus to when it actually opened the doors, which is really rare. I mean, I haven't been in the industry for very long, but I can understand that's not the usual timeline. What was it like to finally open those doors and kind of just be the first new addition in a market that's so mature like Reno Sparks that has pretty much been the same for almost my entire life? I believe this is the first ground up casino probably in my lifetime. So what was it like to finally just open the doors and be able to unveil it?
Well, unfortunately, I was not here for the
opening. I was going to touch on that. So,
but I can speak for the Olympia Gaming team. They were very, very excited to finally open the doors of this project. As you said, there was many years of coordination and planning, and then there were some economic conditions that slowed the product down, but very, very excited to open last August. Opened to great fanfare, lines out into the parking lot like you wouldn't believe. Mm-hmm. I believe that residents of Sparks were also very proud to see a new property open here. And quite honestly, what a wonderful complex. I mean, architecturally, what we offer in terms of amenities, it's very refined and obviously brand new. Very, very proud moment.
So what's it been like for you to see this market? Because this is your first time working in this market, correct?
Correct. My previous employment, I did have some interactions with Northern Nevada, mm-hmm. but this is my first time actually living here and enjoying the area. Love the area. The day I moved here, it snowed.
Yeah, and we will get to that in a little bit, as I'm sure. But it's pretty great. Touching a little bit more on the location too, because this is another piece that probably outside people probably wouldn't understand. But this casino is part of a larger complex called Legends Outlets at Legends, which was kind of almost like a pivotal moment. I feel like not just like for the city, almost like it turned out to be like. Oh, dramatic, but I mean, like I said earlier, this entire complex was just youth football fields mm-hmm. and just nothing. And it kind of, when it was starting to be developed, that was kind of right at the end of like the early 2000s into the mid 2000s, and it was like kind of a pivotal moment for the entire city and the market as a whole. So what's it been like for you to see this now that it fits so well? And it's weird how it's like, now when you look at it at the beginning, and maybe you didn't really see the vision for it, or I mean, like me being young, I probably didn't see it. But now that everything is complete, even if it's a few years later, it does seem to fit like a puzzle. So what's that been like for you and your team? Is like does the location feel right? Does it feel like you got everything kind of rolled out the right way?
Oh, absolutely. I think that us as an addition to the Legends Outlets was the icing on the cake. Mm-hmm. A lot of diversity
definitely,
in this area.
I agree, yeah.
Close proximity to I-80, Sparks Boulevard, obviously. With the diversity of the businesses in this general area, the natural attraction towards people coming here to shop, to gamble, to do what they are. I think that this was a perfect fit to the puzzle, absolutely.
And I think, speaking again, it's like from a local's perspective, it's like, I think this... Something like this, to me, embodies what maybe like the next generation of gaming looks like, in the sense that you have, it's a total package. You have the total family amenities, you have the shopping, you have the retail, you have hotel options, and then the gaming is like a piece of it, but it's like, it doesn't interfere with anything, it's only additive. That's kind of what my take on it, and it's, like I said, it's been cool to see it.
Definitely there was a vision there,
yeah.
And Olympia Gaming was included in the vision from the very beginning. Obviously, something like this wouldn't come together without some strategic partnerships. So with Red Development, RED, the managers of this complex, but also the city of Sparks.
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of collaborative effort and support to bring a project like this to fruition. It was fantastic.
And it's interesting, too, how the first new addition would be in Sparks, because it's kind of it gets lumped in. I feel like Reno Sparks is kind of like the unloved brother. But for them to get the first new addition, I think really means a lot. And it also kind of signals where the growth is coming from, because you have all the, especially like the industrial stuff, like USA Parkway and stuff, that's all new. That wasn't there when I was a kid. So you have that whole influx of people and everything like that. It's just great. We are approaching the 1 year mark for you guys, obviously in August of last year. I was supposed to come out here for it. I was unfortunately unable to make it, so that's why I'm kind of making up now. But what's it been like for your team? I mean, I feel like 1 year is kind of one of those. It's not a long time, but it's long enough for you to get some real kind of feet under you, kind of get a sense of what's going on. What would you guys say have been your feedback so far at the 1 year mark?
It's been a fantastic experience. Obviously, there's some learning curves and some things that we came across that were unexpected, but working through those and continuing to provide a quality gaming experience, great value, we couldn't be more proud of the success, for sure. Mm-hmm.
And especially now at this time, because launching at the end of summer, where you kind of miss a lot of that stuff, now you guys have a full summer and a full winter. Hopefully it's not as bad, where you get a lot more. The next few years, in other words, should have a lot more action to them.
For sure.
So speaking of, touching on the winter, that was a huge piece of not just you guys, but the entire market last year. It was a historically bad year. I wish I had some kind of number in front of me that was like X amount of inches or feet or whatever, but it was huge. I remember I talked to my mom usually every day, and every single day I was like, did you guys get snow today? Did you guys get snow today? And it was like all the time. You just said that the first day you were here, it snowed.
Yeah.
So, and it even got to the extent that It was even noted in terms of like analysts and revenue and things like that, which I thought was kind of interesting, where it's like usually I think people would be like, oh, that's probably like an excuse or something. But no, it was actually pretty bad. You can't get to the grocery store, let alone the casino. So so what was it like? I know you kind of came in at the tail end of it, but what was it like to manage that winter? And what's how difficult is it to manage a casino when you have people who are not able to make it to the casino?
Well, I mean, sometimes, you know, I found seasonality to be more of a factor than the weather.
Okay.
I mean, there may be hours or even a day or two that would be impactful, but we are principally a locals-based market here. Mm-hmm. So obviously they want to get out of the house and go do something fun. You do see some trends, you know, some ups and downs with that. But the seasonality is more of an impact for us in terms of, like, for instance, at the end of May. That's typically family time, graduation, start of summer vacation, school's out. There was noticeable differences in volumes based on that more than weather, I would say.
I gotcha. So kind of looking you know, a little bit big picture, what are your guys' projections for the market in terms of, do you think that your guys' opening could potentially be the beginning of like a greater, like a ripple effect type of thing? Or do you think that it's kind of the opposite, where you guys are probably the last maybe big,
Well, that's a great question. I think that there's a ton of investment going on right now in downtown Reno, mm-hmm. and related to the hospitality industry.
Yeah.
Other than that, I don't foresee a major project coming anytime soon. However, population is still growing here. Industry is still growing here. Obviously, hospitality is not the dominant industry for this area as much as it used to be. So I do see some expansion. I do see some improvements happening. As far as a whole new complex, I don't think in the short term we're going to see that.
Speaking about the market in terms of Nevada gaming, I think when most people think of the term Nevada gaming, it's like Las Vegas and nothing else. And to be fair, there's probably some, maybe a little bit of argument for that. But what are some of the things about the Northern Nevada market that you think are kind of unique and sets it apart from Vegas? Because they are definitely distinct, in my opinion. But kind of what's your view of like the Northern Nevada market? And yeah, just what's your view?
I think there's great things for the Northern Nevada market. I mean, again, the I-80 corridor is definitely an assistance. We have a major airport right here locally to allow for the travel. So as you've seen in this area, we are expanding out. We're growing out. I guess I just see a lot of great diversity and economic development coming to this area, which, you know, lifts all ships. This is the boom years to be here in terms of investing, in terms of job growth. A lot of positive things for the area, for sure.
Do you think in terms of, this is something else I've been interested in terms of like gaming talent, do you think that this could potentially be a really big, with the new opportunities, obviously Tahoe close by, a bunch of other things for it, do you think this could be another hotbed potentially to attract, not necessarily players, but actual talent from other casinos and operations around the world?
I think so. I think that a lot of casino operators have made some strategic investments to grow their market share. Obviously, the Northern California market is really huge, and then again, with the airport, you can fly people in. It's wonderful to see how these casinos and operators are starting to grow with the business. You know, as we mentioned briefly earlier about how there was a period of just being stagnant in the area, and I think now the spark has already happened, and we're just building.
Definitely. So I want to hit on some questions specifically about Legends Bay before I get you out of here. Thank you again, obviously, for taking the time. I want to talk about Circa, the Circa Sportsbook. That's an interesting partnership. When I first heard about that, I thought that was very interesting. They've had a very interesting rise over the last, I would say, maybe 2+ years. Mm-hmm. It's big. It's been a big time for them. They're obviously sponsored with the Knights. Knights just won the championship. Mm-hmm. I believe this is their only. Is this their only sportsbook in the market in Northern Nevada?
It is. That partnership brought them to Northern Nevada. So yeah, we are the only Circa Sportsbook in Northern Nevada. We're very, very happy with that partnership, and what a wonderful book. I mean, in terms of odds, customer service, amenities, it's a fantastic book. Their contests, I mean, $12 million big game contest, so on and so forth. There's a lot of promotion going on behind them, and I think that they're a perfect complement to our property as we are to them, for sure.
Now, do you know exactly when they came into the fold in terms of a potential partnership? I mean, I don't remember hearing about them so much until after a lot of the announcements came out. Do you know if that was kind of a late thing that happened?
I don't think it was late. However, I do think that it was probably later in the planning and development of the game. I mean, obviously, sports has just blown up across the United States, and the market for sports books has expanded beyond the traditional means. So there was some strategic conversation pretty early on between Olympia Gaming and Circa. And the whole thought was to have a wonderful sports book like what we have. And again, we were very pleased to partner with Circa for that.
And I definitely would agree. And I think when I first came into the industry, one thing that I would hear people say sometimes is like, it will appeal to X, Y, and Z. And I would probably get a little bit skeptical of that or suspicious of that. But I honestly do think that with the success of the main property in Las Vegas and how that's going, I do think that that's something that could attract more people if they said, oh, well, they have a location in Sparks as well. I think that could be definitely an amenity that could drive some traffic for sure, given their success.
And we've seen it. We've been in discussions with Circa about guests from this area going down and vice versa. So yeah, it's definitely creating some traffic.
Definitely, and I think stuff like that could be definitely a good conduit in terms of connecting the two sides of the state, you know, in terms of generating cross traffic and things like that.
For sure.
So I guess generally kind of now I just wanted to touch on with you guys specifically, what's been the feedback from players in terms of this is a market that we've talked about is very uniquely challenging in its maturity, and it's catered to locals already in terms of if you just picture someone in their mind who like goes to their same casino in the same way that they go to their grocery store and barber and things like that. They've been going for X amount of years. So I guess kind of generally, what's it been like to try to capture some of that market share in such a mature locals market? And conversely, what are players enjoying about you guys specifically?
Well, I think the number one comment that we receive is about the architecture of this property.
Okay, that's interesting.
Yeah, it's a beautiful place. Yeah. High vaulted ceilings. The decoration is second to none. A lot of people don't know we have a state-of-the-art HVAC system here.
Okay.
Recycling air 7 times an hour.
Which, not to interrupt you, but is probably a bigger deal given recent, there's been a lot of talk about smoking and everything like that, mm-hmm. and the air quality and things. So again, not to interrupt, but that is a big.
It's huge. I mean, it's basically, how can we make our guests more comfortable,
exactly.
The feeling of safety and security, entertainment, value for the money, so on and so forth. And I think that we check all of those boxes. It does make us unique to this valley just because we are a brand new structure, a brand new build. But we did have some key elements in mind to make us different from the competition in terms of your experience while you're here.
Gotcha. The games, I've been looking at the games. I've been good feedback on the game so far. It looks great, look good mix. Basically all almost, I think, so probably refreshing again, I don't want to keep harping on this point, but somewhat refreshing to me going through all these casinos that are a little, let's say old, maybe a little unloved, and to go through a place like this, which is bright, clean, has state-of-the-art games all the way throughout, I think it's great. So in terms of the future, what are you guys looking for in terms of, I guess, what are your goals? I understand it's a very multifaceted question, but when you and the rest of the executive team sit down and say, what are our goals for the next, say, year, and then maybe long-term down the road, where do we want to see the property going forward? Do you have kind of a plan for that?
Well, certainly we want to develop and grow and expand. 20 years ago, next month, we established Casino Fandango in Carson City, which
okay.
is not that far away from
yep.
here, and it's a sister property to the Legends Bay Casino.
Mm-hmm.
Great locals casino. Basically, this was the step to expansion from that.
Okay.
So the Northern Nevada market was always on the radar for Olympia Gaming as a place that they want to be, conduct business, grow, and develop. So as far as short-term plans here, mostly just refining the product that we have, continue to grow market share, offer quality events. That's probably the next big thing that we'll be doing in the short term. Our 1 year anniversary is coming up in August, and so we're going to be doing a large outdoor event in celebration of our anniversary. But just continue to grow and expand the amenities offered here, and cement our footprint like we did.
I could be wrong here, but I do believe that the hotel that you guys also own the hotel that was opened here previously, correct? That was supposed to originally be in the original development, but years ago, due to the financial hardship, that they opened the hotel first. Is that correct?
Correct. Yes. So the two hotels here on site, we own 100%, and the other one's a partnership.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
So there's obviously some opportunities there as well.
Yes.
Well, Ryan, that's all I had for you today. Thank you so much again for joining me. This is just a beautiful property. Couldn't be more glad to be here, especially as a local, to see this grow. And thanks again for taking the time. I really appreciate it.
Well, I appreciate the time as well.
We thank you for joining us on the GGB podcast, sponsored by Pavilion Payments. Pavilion Payments is the entertainment and gaming industry's biggest vertically integrated payment provider, offering solutions that create a simple, secure, and more effective way for patrons to wager and fund their play. Learn more about the full suite of gaming solutions available at pavilionpayments.com. To learn more about Ryan, the adventures of Legends Bay, and all the important issues in gaming, subscribe at ggbmagazine.com. To stay current with the weekly news of the gaming industry, subscribe to ggbnews.com and use the coupon code GGB180 for a free subscription. Don't miss an episode of the GGB Podcast by subscribing on Amazon, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts today. Thanks, and we'll see you next time.